Quest.
Major, major.
Yo, every time I'm online, I'm checking
Hood Hype.
I wanna hear real artists, I go to
Hood Hype.
Dope interviews, J-Mac and Majors on
Hood Hype.
Honestly, hip-hop's resurrections on
Hood Hype.
I won two competitions just off of
Hood Hype.
1,200 fans, 500 spins on
Hood Hype.
Two deals, I tell you it's real on
Hood Hype.
I go to
Hood Hype.
I stay on
HoodHype.com.
New episode, click the icon. Cast your vote, whichever rapper's a python. I can't front, these brothers keep keeping the lights on. Ever since my interview, my sales are type strong. Always on the Hood blog until the night's gone. Casting votes, some rappers getting their mics on. International, that's how you get the Christ song. Double H on your face like you Tyson. You could submit your music, if it's dope they play it. Then you get put in the competition, the chosen made it. You get an interview, promoted like you know the mayor. You be next to blow, never know, probably the savior. Every time I'm online, I'm checking
Hood Hype.
I want to hear real artists, I go to
Hood Hype.
Dope interviews, J-Mac and Majors on
Hood Hype.
Honestly, hip-hop's resurrections on
Hood Hype.
I won two competitions just off of
Hood Hype.
1,200 fans, 500 spins on
Hood Hype.
Two deals, I tell you it's real on
Hood Hype.
I go to
Hood Hype.
I stay with
HoodHype.com.
Quest. HoodHype.com. Let's go.
Mac Major.
Ew.
Ew.
HoodHype.com, man.
What's good, everybody? What's good? What's good, man?
What's the haps? What's the haps?
Live show, man. Episode number 66. Major J Mac and Fro in the building, man. Oh, how y'all feeling, man?
I'm good. We live right now?
Yeah, well, what up, Smooth Beats?
Oh, that feels good. Yes. That feels real good.
Hell yeah,
definitely,
man.
Shout that out feels to smoothbeats.com. Shout out to Adam, man. We live over there, which is the biggest hip hop station over there on AOL Radio.
Sure.
Definitely, man. How y'all feeling? I know you've been sick, J Mac. You feeling better, bro?
Yeah, I'm coming around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up? Yeah
right? Man, you can hear it. You can hear it in my voice.
Yeah. Yeah. You sound like boogers over there.
Man,
you sound
up,
a little bit more like garbage than you normally do, huh?
Oh shit, man, we got a loaded show for y'all today, man. We're gonna touch on everything, but most importantly, man, we are going to beat the fuck up out of MTV's top 10 list.
No doubt.
And actually, you know, I'm not gonna say so much the 10,
right?
Because some of the 10 I actually agree with. I don't agree with their placement, but some of the people that are on there, I can't knock.
I can't knock. You can't knock nobody on there. But at the same time, the list,
you can knock
the people who are on it. No, I'm talking about the cats who are actually on it. You can't knock them, but their placement on this goddamn
placement.
Fuck out of here.
The placement is bad. And like I said, there's one cat that don't belong, period.
Period.
I don't care what nobody say. And right. Then the worst part of it, though, was they honorable mention to me.
Right.
The honorable mention.
Why even come out with that? Game got mad at you or something?
Yeah.
Why even come out with that? That's, you know, garbage.
Something's going on, man. So we're going to be talking about that. And then hopefully at the end of the show, man, we'll take, you know, live callers so people can call in and give their opinion on the list. If you thought it was legit, let us know. If you had some people that you thought should have been on the list and wasn't,
We'll shoot that bitch up.
Without a doubt.
Definitely, man. But right now we're about to go ahead and jump into a track, man. This is Pison Flow, called Dream On, man. We had him on here a couple episodes back, but he's about to kick it off for episode number 66, man. Live and in the building. HoodHype.com.
Bumpin' Biggie, coming from Kermit to a prince, I ain't wanna pick you.
Nah.
Uncle always said, just look for the fine girls. And we like them thick, I love Greek and swine girls. Big worm, he knew me when I wouldn't sip germs from my auntie Jean cup. She knew I could quick learn. Fast knowledge, far, far past college. I don't need no professor, just to spit a few confessions. So I usher in the flow, I'ma bust you with the flow. Put some lust on the flow, put some mustard on the flow. Decorate the beef with whatever you choose, cause I'ma still dream for you. Even when you lose, I still cheer for you. Don't even fast with the booze, and nothing is impossible. Ask Mr. Cruz.
Dream on, you got to keep dreaming.
dream. You should listen to the team, at least they dream. It seems the younger you are, the more they gleam. They shine from within and the more they sing. The love in their heart, they adore they king. They scream till their voice is sore and they can't sing. Though their voice is as coarse as my hair, but of course no tour. Since they are the hair on the course. Moving fast with the youth, can't veer in the course, dead crash. Precipice rearing off the worst, the hearse. So before you snatch that purse, know you dropping the gift if you snatch that curse. So don't do it, I know you won't do it. It's so easy, so foolish. So keep dreaming, you're going through it. So just stop thinking you can and go do it.
Dream on, dream on.
Yes, you've got to keep dreaming.
Green. I think for the dreams, there's a means and a way to have my team looking clean for the king. Cause being seen on the screen is the only way they roll without being on the beam. And it seems, Mo Green come with flow lean. And then rock without a bottle of codeine. Even without a model, a whole team of women with pedicures and toe rings. Who only like dudes, cause how they go bling. But seem to like me, cause of how my soul bling. That means flow bling even with no ring. Only when I sleep do you see my low beams. I move life with money, I call it go green. Giving back to the hood until it's Joe Green. And I'm still living good, getting more green. They ask me why I do it, tell them what flow mean.
Put it back. Put it.
Wow.
Big shout out right there, man. Pison flow on the joint, man. That's that dude, man. What do you say he sound like to you, man? Like a combo of
like Lupe and T.I., man. I love that dude, man.
Yeah,
I'd buy that album.
Like a southern Lupe.
Yeah, man. He got, but his voice, like the twang, kind of remind me of the old T.I., like the I'm Serious T.I.
I'm serious.
Man. Yeah, he's straight out the deck, man. Decatur, Georgia. Check him out at Virb, which is VIRB.com/flow, man. The producer on that joint was A.O., and man, that beat, dude, was fucking serious.
I mean, we played him in 64, and his beat was nuts, dude.
Oh, yeah. Lightweight. We done heard a couple others, and man, I mean, the dude got a little catalog going on over there.
Hell yeah.
For real.
That's what I'm saying. I'd buy that dude's album. Check him out.
No doubt, man. Support these artists. We always say that. Speaking of supporting the artists, man, a shout out to Icy Jake. Where you at, baby? We was trying to holler at him, man. He was the winner from episode number 64.
Oh, he's not going in?
No, we couldn't get a hold of him.
He got a busy schedule.
And Jake, man, fuck, he's been in the chat a couple times when we've been doing the live joint. He done popped in and out a couple times, man. Straight out of Columbus, Ohio, that shithole town in Ohio. but yeah, we done spun him three times, man, home of the fucking Buckeyes. But we all good.
Because you love the Buckeyes. Be serious.
Fuck the Buckeyes.
That's your biggest competition, ain't it, you Wolverine fucking?
Hell yeah, unfortunately. But yeah, man, shouts out to Jake, man. So if you're listening, man, should we holler at you a couple times? If you got the number, hit us up. We'll get you in, patch you through, man. We love to holler at you.
And as a matter of fact, good job.
And shout to Indie Bible, too, man. They've been pushing us, dude.
Who, Indie Bible?
Yeah.
No doubt.
Indie Bible's been publishing Hood Hype in their listings, in their book. They put it out at Amazon and fucking Barnes & Noble, all that shit.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people come through, and that's been when they leave a comment and they say, who referred them? IndieBible.com.
Hell yeah.
That's what's up.
So big shout outs to that, man. We got a lot of other hip-hop news to get into, man. We got Nas changing titles. We're going to talk about that later. I can't believe all the controversy, all the... all the anticipation.
It happens.
Yeah. There was some serious politics
for sure. Goddamn mess.
Going on behind that, man.
Shouts to Killer Mike.
Oh, yes.
Bang, definitely. Bang, bang, bang.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah.
Bang, 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 bang. Killer Mike, man. Episode 65.
That's
if you go to hoodhype.com and check that out, listen to the interview. And I think we cut out that interview because that was a damn good interview.
That was good.
I want to get an audio clip. I want to cut an audio clip out of that interview where he was like, conscious rap. It's rather whack.
Rather whack right now.
That shit was hot.
And he was honest, though. He said, backpack. He said, oh, gangster rap is rather whack, too. He said, the state of the game is just dry as fuck. But dude was cool as hell, man. I got to put him up there with probably one of the top five coolest cats that we'd interviewed.
No doubt.
Easy to talk to type dude. So go back and check that one out in episode 65. Shit, got some funny shit, man. After the last show, man. Fuck. Yo, we got fucked up, man.
Yeah, dude.
Yo,
people who are tuned in live.
I'm glad we're here today.
People who are tuned in live, man.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we was tore down, and then afterwards,
I got one thing to say.
It's the all alcohol hour.
Yeah, go ahead.
This homie high.
Oh yeah,
homie high.
That shit was silly. I'm talking about afterwards, though, at the bar. And
oh Jesus Christ!
Wow.
Oh, he don't. God, he's just, don't even.
Don't throw up.
God.
Don't throw up.
Yeah. Cause yo, I mean, fuck
that
you.
Shit was a mess, dude.
What'd you say? What is it about redheads? He said
they're bitches, the fire crotch whores, man. I can't stand them, man. I swear to God, every time you deal with them, every time you mess with a redheaded chick, they're always a fucking bitch. Either they're cock blocking, or they're just flat out a bitch.
You think so?
Come on,
hold on.
I agree.
And, yeah, in this man. Case,
in that night, man, what was that old girl falling on the floor?
Who fell on the floor?
No, there's
no that.
Yo, remind me, because right, I don't remember shit. That's all I'm saying.
Explain to all these dudes. All right, to the listeners.
Oh, the one chick.
All right, so here's the thing. We're at the bar, and then there's four chicks that come walking.
This is
up.
After we recorded our episode. We loaded. We headed to the bar afterwards.
And they were dealing with these two dudes who were over at the other table.
Yes, a couple of homies. Yeah.
Yeah. And those dudes were like fucking with them.
Yeah.
And then the one girl comes and sits down. They're right the table right behind us.
I don't remember any of this.
You don't remember this?
Yeah, dude.
The one girl comes and sits down next to old dude, and she just fucking
wham. I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
No. Flat on her ass.
Off the stool.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that
hard.
Classic.
And then laid there for a minute. Ain't really get up too quick. She just kind of just laid there on the
it's
ground.
It's comfy carpet in the bar, man. Comfy carpet. That carpet is the best.
Silly,
oh,
huh?
My God. And she was like, I don't normally. I didn't fall.
Yeah,
I remember
didn't.
That shit?
I was she just had, laying down.
I was just.
I was getting a better seat.
Yeah, man. And you know how people. They get that drunk look, them dead eyes.
Right? Hell yeah.
She had that going on.
But like, you know what happened? As soon as she fell, like five dudes looked over. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Target, motherfucker.
Shark bait.
Speaking of that same one, though, man, what's up with the homie, man? Tongue kissing that bro right there on the spot.
Now, once again?
That's awful.
Remind me. I don't remember.
Oh, my
awful.
God.
I don't even want to put his name on blast. Who was we playing darts with? Yes, sir.
Wow.
The
you're
older
getting,
dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man. Nasty
that
stuff.
That shit was funnier than hell.
You know, it happens.
That shit was nasty. It was wet, and there was like spit dripping down on the
yeah,
ground.
Yeah, it looked like Alien versus Predator.
Hell yeah. It was like if you took two fucking raw squids and crammed them together.
Yeah, it was not a good look. And then on top of all of that, man, one of these filthy cunts going to have the nerve to throw her bar tab on our table.
No doubt. This is what happened.
Oh, yeah.
Did you
now,
see
I remember
that
shit? This. I remember this because it came out of nowhere. And homie Big J Mac, I thought I was going to have to restrain him.
Oh, yeah, he was pissed.
He was really angry.
This bitch, she goes like this. This is what I hear. I hear
All right, what's up?
I hear a click. I hear paper click. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I see a little fucking receipt come. I see a receipt come floating down on the goddamn table.
Yeah, I mean,
and I'm like, what the fuck? Then
I would have spit on her feet.
Totally, man, flat out ignored that shit. Then she goes around to each and every motherfucker like, hey man,
and she wasn't even that hot.
No, it didn't even. I wouldn't have paid for her shit anyway.
Yeah, I could. You know, honestly, dude, I wouldn't.
No,
care.
I'm
she could have been fired.
But what I'm saying, why I say that is, so I can say this: the average, you know, super, you know, I'm talking about that chick.
Oh yeah,
she might expect for a motherfucker to just pick it up, but she ain't gonna be so fucking stupid. But this bitch wasn't even that hot. Would you even expect that somebody even be thinking about your punk ass tab, you dumb ass bitch?
Yeah, that shit, dude, was man silly.
That was that shit was terrible. That was a terrible fucking night.
Safe to say, man.
Shouts to the B. Shouts to the B.
Yeah,
that's my spot. I'm not
definitely
putting it on blast.
The hood hype staff has spent many a night there. And that's a typical day in the life of our fucking life after we get loaded and do this shit we doing right now.
We got to keep the review staff out of there because they're dickheads. Fucking assholes.
You know, there's something we probably should do. Tell everybody they can go to hoodhype.com to chat. Have I already done this? Smoothbeats.com/chat.
Yeah.
And then you can call in.
No doubt.
888-THE-HYPE, which is 888-842-4973.
THA.
Definitely, man. Yeah. We're taking instant feedback, man. Jump in on the chat. Say your thing, man. The phone lines will be open up here later on in the show.
I'll let you do
call
it.
In, get your opinion on all this various shit, man. We're going to touch on the Nas thing, but like I said, at the top of the show, we talked about MTV's top 10 list. And after this jump off right here, we're going to come back.
Let's talk about some music.
And we might talk about jump offs. She dig.
That too, man. This is Najee, a track called Rush. Episode number 66,
shit.
Baby. We
live. I recognize that.
Another day, another dollar, I gotta get it, I'm out to earn it. Stack cash is the main law, you gots to learn it. So get your money, man. You intrigued by the fast cars and the jewels, but don't be a fool. Get your lawyer money right, and then get you a chain. Take the words of your niggas before any dames. If you don't know the rules, you don't belong in the game. First story's dedicated to my homeboy Wayne. Always stuck in his crib, staring out of his project window. He watching niggas get rich, they blowing on the endo. They got the latest whips, big chains and hood rats. It's them he admires on the corner selling cooked crack. Sneaking out his crib, getting word on the latest scoop. Who got what corner and which crew is making loot? Now he working for Big Lou from 132. In and out of cabs, transporting with a bird or two. Already getting five figures, no check. And he ain't even old enough to buy cigarettes. Money fast, he's the man, time to get his respect. Got killed as quick as his cash for the chain on his neck. Slow down, there's no need to rush. In due time you shine, so don't rush. They say the best things come to those who wait. So just keep working hard for that food on your plate. And don't rush. Everybody wants fame in a rush. Everybody wants a name in a rush. We all wanna come up in the game in a rush. Slow down. Dreams of being a star. Money, fame, and groupies. People know who you are. Seen your face in the movies. You wanna get to that standpoint? It come from working hard, not by holding out your hand, boy. Superstardom doesn't happen overnight. And you can't just snap your fingers and be flooded with ice. It takes skills, dedication, and determination. Overall, you need devotion if you really wanna make it. For instance, my girl Joanne from No Strand, rushing to be a star, but ain't really got no plan. She got a seed, but she barely pay attention to him. He ain't got friends with somebody, would just listen to him. Joanne loves her son, he's dear to her heart. But she's a kid too, they 15 years apart. And the baby father, he's a straight out loser. Lives right down the hall, but he claims he never knew her. She just had to go to school, work and get a babysitter. But in a rush she felt she had to get the paper quicker. Joanne wanted to be famous, so she packed up with her son and they moved on out to Vegas. She ain't planning to fail, she just failed the plan. In a whole new state with two bags in her hand. It's been 3 weeks, still no J-O-B. Now her and little man live on the side of the street. Slow down, there's no need to rush. In due time you shine, so don't rush. They say the best things come to those who wait. So just keep working hard for that food on your plate. And don't rush. Everybody wants fame in a rush. Everybody wants a name in a rush. We all wanna come up in the game in a rush. Slow down.
Could really learn how to menage off. Wait. Well, it was a hot song anyway.
Yeah, that ain't your normal track though. That ain't the Genesis joint. That's
but you could really learn how to menage off of this beat though.
Yeah, it's that sample, dude. That shit right there is just like fucking butter, dude. That shit smooth as fuck, man. Big shout out to Najee. The track is called Rush. He out of New York, New York. Check him out at www.najee.tv.
Wow, dude's doing it real big with his own fucking website, which you don't see that often.
Yeah, nowadays, dude, it's all about MySpace for the most part, man. You know how that shit is. Everybody uses MySpace.
You still got a MySpace?
Oh, yeah.
A personal MySpace, not a hood hack.
Personal. I mean, it was both. I mean, it's me, but... Wow, what's up?
Are you avoiding that shit?
You just got thrown in the bucket.
What's wrong with the bucket?
Motherfuckers with their own personal MySpace.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
He's jealous, dude. That's what it is.
Yeah, I'm jealous. That shit is garbage.
Shit, man. I mean, it ain't nothing. It's just strictly for business, man. That's all.
That's what I'm saying. Your own personal website on MySpace. Do you have your own personal?
Yeah.
All right. Is Howard Stern your friend?
No.
Fuck you, man.
Where you going with this?
He could be. You know,
you silly man.
How many friends do you want?
Hell yeah.
Everybody
if you,
be
if you in it for that.
Everybody be Major's friend. I bet you have 9,000 friends at tonight.
Fuck hell no. I'll be spamming most of these motherfuckers.
Come on.
I'm like click. Spam.
I remember
click.
I remember you.
I actually
denied.
For real, man. Well, we talked about it before the break, man. Let's break into it, man. MTV's top 10 list, man. Okay. Real quick recap, man. This was a list from 2007, just to let you know a little bit how they roll with it. Mm-hmm. 2007, we had Jim Jones at number 10, Common at number 9, 50 at 8, which surprised me for MTV. I thought they would have had him much
50,
higher.
50?
Yeah, you know, just yeah. MTV being commercial and all.
Sway being leading the way in the whole list thing kind of kept it from being a truly MTV
just a total commercial garbage.
Yeah.
Even though he's employed by MTV.
Right.
But anyway,
he kept it from doing that. He's the anti-MTV who works for MTV.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
him and most of his dreads are employed by MTV. The rest of them, they're independent. They get that money.
For sure.
I dig it.
We had Young Jeezy at number 6 back in 2007. Kanye right. West at number 5. Andre 3000, Game, T.I., and Lil Wayne. So that's, I mean, that list right there for back in 2007
wasn't bad.
That wasn't bad at all.
Not especially at all.
That was when Wayne, to me, was like really coming into his own
right.
before Lollipops and all this other before, bullshit.
Was that when the first Carter, the Carter was dropped?
No, the Carter.
No, that was after.
Yeah, the Carter 2 came
Carter
out like
two, yeah.
late 05 or okay. like, oh, no, it was 06, I think it was. The one with Fireman and all that shit on it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, that's what I'm saying. He was lyrically on point. His beats was still fucking street. He wasn't on the shit we've been seeing lately.
I got a question though.
What's that?
Do you think the MTV basically lists on music that they hear that we ain't heard yet? Because I'll wait for you to get to the 2008 list.
Okay.
I'll wait.
Okay. So coming into 2008, should we hit the honorable mentions first before
yeah,
we beat
the honorable mentions? I could go on for that shit for.
Okay. Yeah. So now here's an honorable mention. Kicking it off was Mr. Yourself. Soulja Boy.
Fuck that. Well,
leading.
It's not supposed to be.
Whoa, didn't mean to do that.
Hey.
That's what it gets.
Clap shots.
Yeah, so they had Soulja
Boy. Shot in the booty for claps.
They
Hell
had
yeah.
Soulja Boy at the top of honorable mention. And keep in mind, there was one person in particular fighting. I'm talking about yelling. Screaming that Soulja Boy deserves
Cuban,
to be in there.
Bullshit. The Dominican looking motherfucker?
Nah, I don't know what to call that.
Butterman.
Yeah, that's
the fucking him. Kermit the Frog looking motherfucker.
Butterman, I'll tell you what, man. I mean, he did a little hood fab thing on MTV Jams. I used to think he was somewhat of a hip hop head, but he lost all credibility. I mean, every little ounce of respect I ever have for this motherfucker.
Don't let it
gone.
Go there. Don't let it go.
Oh, yeah, I'm going there.
Come on, don't let it. Don't let your opinion of him, respect to him as a person, go there because
it's not as a
he
person.
He was trying to clarify what it. I will do the same thing. So maybe we'll
okay,
go.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, let's run down the rest of the honorable mention and then come back and tell me what you mean by that.
All right,
Shorty Low. Okay, enough said. Hold on, let me keep going. The Game.
That's understandable.
Of course, Webby. Fabulous.
Alright.
Flow Rider? You serious? Okay, hold on. I'm not done. Let me keep going. Plies? Oh, I had to call him Piles.
Oh shit.
Ludacris.
Luda!
Never been no argument there for me. Fat Joe.
Alright.
Crack.
Joe Budden. Fucking Rocco?
Gah!
You serious?
That shit's funny.
Rocco.
Ain't it, I know Budden is real salty right now that his name is listed just above Rocco.
You know what I'm saying? That shit don't even look right being in the same damn paragraph.
Like a mistype.
Then we had Prodigy.
All right.
And then Gucci Mane. And rounding it out for the honorable mention was Styles P.
So what the fuck is Gucci Mane in there for?
Yeah.
He's putting a lot offended. Of mixtapes out. That's the only defense
so
that I can even
that's what's killing me. Everybody's
theorize.
Doing that shit on record sales, man. That don't
no,
mean
No, it's not
hot.
Record sales. Gucci Mane don't sell shit.
No, I'm not saying it's or based record. On record sales. I'm saying he's putting out a lot of mixtape music.
That don't make you hot.
I'm not saying. I ain't even listen to it. I don't rap
All right, no, let's
Gucci
get back
Mane.
To the Soulja Boy thing you were talking about.
All right.
Yeah.
Yo, Soulja Boy. Why should he be on the tennis hottest MCs? What
Why shouldn't
give
he
Give me
be?
Your definition of what hottest means, and then we'll go from there. Go.
He has to have lyrical ability.
No. That's not hot.
That is fucking hot.
Hot means the motherfuckers want to listen to you.
That is.
This is
then
not
you're
going to
be basing the whole
this
fucking.
This is not the bestest MCs in the game right now. Because this would be a total different list.
You're talking about popularity then. A popularity contest.
No, not popularity. Lil Wayne puts an album out called Lollipop. Motherfuckers want to listen to it. It is a pop record. It is a hot pop record. Motherfuckers want to listen to it. Soulja Boy puts out
he's popular.
All his pop
pop music.
Now,
popular.
Now this gets into
that's
what this gets into what Max said, and I agree wholehearted with this. He said if you want to put out a list of who's got the hottest singles, the top 10 hottest singles in hip hop right now, totally different list. If you had Soulja Boy on it, I wouldn't argue with you.
How does
but
Lupe,
we're talking hottest MCs.
But you haven't even said it yet. How does Lupe make the 2008 list? And the motherfucker,
he just dropped an album.
Listen, yeah, he just dropped an album,
and it was a hot album. It was a good album.
Yeah, he's had two albums.
The Cool was cool,
and he's
it was
out,
cool.
I mean, he's working.
Cool was hot.
Tape.
It was better it was than cool. It was better than what was the first one? Food Fair and Liquor night. Or food and liquor.
Who would you replace him with on the runners up?
Soulja Boy.
You are fucking crazy.
Fuck out of here, man.
I would replace him with Soulja Boy, The Game, Fat Joe. Easily, I would. Cause Fat Joe gets on anything Khaled does, and he's hot right now. It's a hot thing. So Lupe is just not hot to me.
Okay, I'd replace Lupe with Prodigy. That's what I would do. Prodigy should be on that fucking list.
I can't. Prodigy can't see Lupe.
For Return
and
of
I'm
the
a
Mac.
Prodigy fan.
Man.
Return of Mac was hot, but that was that was 07. But then you got going with this H and I C shit.
This is the fucked up
list. The H and I C 2.
Yeah.
What I've been hearing from that album so far, I'm not impressed. Cool. I ain't feeling.
I got it. It's all right.
Now here go my definition. If we gonna break down what a hot MC is, man. First of all, you gotta look at the word MC, man. The MC ain't just your lyricist, man. It's your lyrics first and foremost. Your words is always important.
Sorry, I have to have my fan on because
that's it. Just break that away from the mic though. That shit loud.
He's doing that on purpose. About? Look at
that's it. That shit.
Master
wave.
Mac got us in the goddamn
hot box.
It's hot. It's hot than a bitch. But no, MC man, your lyrics is the most important. Then you got your originality and style. And if we gonna throw the hottest part in there, then that means your current body of work. What you got out right
okay,
now.
Okay, so this does not count your fucking popularity, how many record fucking sales you have.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It don't matter.
This is my definition.
Okay. Right. No, but I'm agreeing with it. Yeah. I don't agree that record sales and your and how many people like you makes you hot. Because I could sit here and get a deal with Def Jam and get on fucking auto-tune and sing and get fucking Def Jam to push it to every fucking radio station in the country and the shit's got a good ass-shaking beat.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking, I mean,
and then I got
a
hold for your theory, Fro, because like you saying that like Lil Wayne right now, people want to hear that and people requesting it or whatever. All I'm saying is that basically the people that's requesting Lollipop is like 13 and 14 year old females.
You don't think the Lollipop is hot?
Hold on. Let me finish my point. Okay. 13 and 14 year old females. Uh-huh. 13 and 14 year old females do not set the trend. They don't determine what's hot in hip hop. Hip hop ain't about, when it was created, it wasn't about no 13 or 14 year old white kids, black kids. It don't matter if it's not about that.
I rock Lollipop. I just on in my whip right now.
Yeah, all right. You had that one coming, man. Hope he had the vest on for that, because that, wow.
By the way, though,
serious?
No, I'm just
phone lines are open.
I'm about to say,
phone lines are open. 888-842-4973.
Come on, let him lick the rapper. Let him lick
call
the rapper.
In. Let's talk about this.
Definitely,
shit.
Yeah. Because I mean, fuck, if you feel we off base, man. If you part of that commercial movement and you love Soulja Boy,
if you would lick the rapper.
Shit. That's fucked up. And let's not forget that was fucking stolen from Uncle Murder anyway. That line.
What's that? Which was
lick
stolen?
The rapper? You remember that shit? Wanna lick the rapper?
Nah, I ain't know that. But shit, I mean, fuck, whatever, man. If people wanna call in, give your opinion on it. We about to jump to a track real quick.
Let's get it.
This is my man Flow Manalization. The track is called Exposed.
Let's get it on.
Shit is fire, man.
Speaking of auto-tune,
number 66.
Like a magnet, these Rudy Boo fools stay stagnant. So satisfied with being average. When I had to step up, grind hard and leave, that's when no more love was received. Cause I go so hard, I'm way out to leave. Now they wanna add something and hate on my steeds. But I get it on, won't stop till this thing sell a million. And I'm rolling with a chick like Million. Can't settle for a big dog, I want it all. I'm something I can pimp when I show my wall. You know I got that flow. Fall off, no, never, I won't. please don't. You're dead wrong. Please get gone. He loving my song. Not much to prove, with so much to prove. Not much to lose. Too hot to handle. Yet I'm so cool. Best forget whatever they told you. So known for making them bold moves. So I stand alone. Bound to bring it on. When the dust clears, I'm standing strong. Mic in hand, but I still don't think that they understand that.
I got it, get it, once I got it.
Double flooded,
hey,
toss it back,
hey,
in the face,
hey,
of you,
hey,
hoes.
Toss it back in the face of you, hoes.
I find it funny since I ran into this money. But hey, they was down, but they been exposed.
I don't work too hard, I gotta make it to the top. It won't stop, stop. Even if I got a plot to get rich quick, I'm finna give it what I got. Cause I get dough, yeah, I'm stacking it. And my swag away over the average. So tagging, if you think about jacking it, gotta aim like Max Payne and I'm accurate. They so quick to be in your boy face when I'm on my shit. But look at me now, when I was down, you wasn't around. But now what's up, so how does it sound? I'm solo, on the ground where I must have been. Hustling just to conduct some ends. Flipping bread off in the must have been. Couldn't trust a friend, even though it's close to kin.
I see the way these haters watch me when I'm rolling. Don't think I'm sleeping, cause pimping, yep, yep, I'm knowing, knowing that you mad, cause my swag ain't a swag you can find in a bag. With faking, you been exposed.
You been exposed.
I gotta get it, once I got it.
Double
flooded,
toss it back,
hey,
in the face of you, hey, hoe.
Toss it back in the face of you, hoe.
I find it funny, son, I ran into this money.
Money, they was down, but they been exposed.
If it ain't about cheese, you can G-O. I'm on the block with a G and a trio. One deep, just me, if you didn't know. Cause y'all leave like weeds when the wind blow.
I gotta get it, I gotta get it, I gotta get it, I gotta get it, I gotta get it.
What's that?
I gotta get it, I gotta get it,
hey,
baby, explode. I gotta get it, once I got it,
I'ma
run
it, toss it back in the face of you,
think I'm sleeping cause pimping, yep, yep, I'm knowing, knowing that you mad cause my swag and a swag you can find in a bag. With faking you been exposed,
you been exposed.
I see the way these haters watch me when I'm rolling,
rolling.
Don't think I'm sleeping cause pimping, yep, yep, I'm knowing, knowing that you mad cause my swag and a swag you can find in a bag. With faking you been exposed,
you been exposed.
Big shout out right there to the homeboy Flo Man, coming out of Texarkana, Texas. Check him out at myspace.com/Flo Man and Lization. And for new listeners, man, checking us out on Smooth Beats, man, you can come over to hoodhype.com. If you hear any artist tonight that you feel is just fire or you love that track, come over to our website. We will have their information posted up. You can go to their MySpace or their website and touch base with them and find out how to get a hold of their CD. But big shout out to Flo Man. And that track, I mean, like you said, they had the auto-tune shit with the T-Pain style sound.
No
to
doubt.
It. But I ain't mad at it, though.
J-Mac has a toothbrush that does that when he brushes his teeth.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, dude. I ain't scared. No, the thing is I mean, I don't mind the iTunes or the auto-tune shit.
No, when it's done, it's hot. Yeah. Just like T-Pain for all, I mean.
What was that, Ace Hood?
That Ace Hood track is fucking fire. The shit that the runners did, the shit is stupid, man. I can't even hate on it.
Hey,
message.
Hey, fuck this list. This MTV list. Fuck it all. I'm serious. Fuck the whole thing.
Yeah.
The whole thing is fucked. I'm fucking. I don't
know. The whole
top
10. Are you talking about what you.
The whole fucking thing. The whole
list.
Fucking list.
The list.
Some
the
of
show
the dudes are hot, but
sways
the fucking organization of it. The fact that the brain trust that was the fucking part of this show.
Yeah, that's just the thing I don't get, man. I guarantee. I mean, okay, I get the idea that it's on MTV. How come everybody on the panel got to be an MTV employee?
Nine out of the ten. One was from XXL.
Oh, yeah.
It was fucking editors, you know, all that shit from MTV.
They know more than the average person, you know.
And I think that's how they look at it, too.
I got a fucking conspiracy theory, man. White guys got a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, and it's an interesting theory.
You do. Let's hear it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we got to... I want to hear...
I don't know.
Oh, man.
What's up with it, Vanilla Face?
Exactly. all right, well, here's the thing. MTV, BET, VH1, Rhapsody, all that shit, owned by Viacom.
Mm-hmm.
Viacom owns CBS Radio, which is better known as Infinity Broadcasting.
Okay.
Fucking radio stations get paid by the record labels. That's known. I mean, it's not... We all know what happens.
So basically, you're trying to say that.
Why are they spinning the same tracks every 4 fucking minutes?
The point you're trying to make is that this
list... I'm
making
a link to the record labels to fucking MTV. There is a link.
Yeah, because you were saying, how did they get just this little pool of people to judge from?
Exactly.
And you think that it was corporate shit that...
Without a fucking doubt.
Here's a list of 20 hot niggers. You guys pick your best 10 out of this list of 20 niggers. And you go about with
that's
it
exactly
that
right. That's exactly fucking right.
Ah, shit.
And they use the fucking N-word.
And that's that.
That'll be that.
Make that shit happen.
I don't want to hear about it. Steven, I don't want to hear about
it. Got 20 niggers, make it happen.
Let's race them.
Oh, shit. But no, man, Fro had a good point, though, man, on the whole list.
Yo.
You said if they made their criteria clear up front.
Right. Like you said, they voted before the show even was taped, and then they just had to argue the shit around on this little punk ass board with these punk ass motherfuckers swapping shit around.
Yeah,
and no, even then, the original list, which was chosen by the quote fucking web visitors, main list was a list of like 20 people. Who chose that fucking list?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know, man. I ain't believing none of
that.
The only way you're going to get a real comprehensive and accurate vote is to say, all right, based on lyricism, boom, go. Yeah. All right, based on storytelling, boom, go. Mm-hmm. And then you got to compile all these into one fucking number. And then who got the highest number? That's what it is.
Hey, and fuck who gets the most airplay. Who gets the most radio play.
I agree with that. Kids like, fuck what the adults like. Fucking all the people's single demographic opinions. An average person could tell you that
exactly.
Lil Wayne's lyricism is fucking retarded. He's going to score high on that.
But okay, now let's break into the actual top 10 though.
This 2000?
Yeah, and I got a problem with some of the top 10.
Like
as far
what?
As like Lil Wayne to me. Right now, he's not even rapping. To me, he's taking a vacation. Yeah. I listen to Lollipop, and what's the other joint he got out right now? I hear it on the radio. I don't remember the name of the shit. Yo.
I don't listen to radio. It's garbage.
Yeah. Garbage. More of the same. I'm talking about more of the auto-tune. Your knots flowing no more. You ain't spitting. So to me, if you ain't rapping, you shouldn't even be in the top two or three here. That's my personal opinion. And then also, man, looking at
are they sleeping on the beat?
But man, I mean, the thing is, Weezy is doing shit in the mixtape circuit outside of that.
You know,
that's what kills me about this, because part of it's like, it's record sales, maybe not. You know,
this comes from me personally, man. I'm not. There's too many mixtapes for me. Personally,
yeah.
I can't keep up with the mixtape
like
game.
DJ Who Cares?
Yeah,
stop putting out Lil Wayne mixtapes, you motherfuckers.
Yeah,
know.
Man, you got like
I really
80,
feel that way.
80 Lil Wayne mixtapes. All these various, you know, 50 mixtapes, man. Fuck, I remember back when the Diplomats was going, man, they had fucking 4 different DJs putting out very... It's too many. I can't keep up, so I don't count that shit.
Memorial Dipset Day Volume 37.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Jewel's Goes to School.
Because that's been the recipe for a lot of motherfuckers right now, man. They put their bullshit on their album and put the street shit...
Who do you blame, though? I know who you blame. I want to know who you think. You blame 50 Cent. Look how much money he's making, and look where he started. Mixtapes. Talks about mixtapes. Motherfuckers buy mixtapes. Punk ass motherfuckers make mixtapes. A lot of blame goes on his success.
I blame the labels personally, but I mean
DJ Drama.
So,
looking at the top 10 though, There's one motherfucker to me who has no business being on the list, and that's Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg does not deserve not to be on any top 10.
Well, I mean, what about T.I.? What the fuck?
Hell no, he ain't hot.
Why is T.I. even
hot? Hell the fuck no, Snoop Dogg.
Snoop is not hot.
He might be one of the coolest motherfuckers. Oh, he probably the rapper I want to hang with most.
Right.
Just if I could kick it with a motherfucker just
for sure
a day.
Right.
And just go.
You want to babysit
chill.
His kids?
No. I ain't going to try to
walk his dog.
But I'm saying,
cut his toenails or something. Roll his blunts.
This motherfucker over here. Nah, I'm just saying, Snoop is a good dude. He cool.
Right.
He like the ambassador for the rap game. He get along with everybody from coast to
coast.
Uncle Snoop. But
Uncle
that
Snoop.
Don't make you hot.
That is negative. Unless he's writing all this shit. See, that's what I'm saying. What the fuck is this? Is this based on writing? Who won the writer of the year? Don Polo?
I don't fucking know.
I don't even know. I didn't know they had a writer of the year. You talking about for R&B songs? Polo won for R&B.
There you go.
But writer? He writes?
Yeah, Polo does his thing on the R&B shit.
Trying to get the white girls.
Yeah, but back to the list though. Okay. Snoop ain't got no business on the list.
Hell
to
no.
Me.
Especially at number 5. No
yeah,
list.
That's super high.
Above. Let's look at who he's above.
Did you
though.
Even address T.I.?
Snoop is hotter than.
Yeah, now why wouldn't T.I. be on the list?
Hold up.
I mean, what the fuck's he done? How would we even know if he's hot? He's done one song.
I mean, his album is only a year old. So, I mean, to me, that still counts to part of your current body of work.
Okay.
And, you know,
for 2008?
I mean, he hasn't been on a 2-year layoff or 3-year layoff. You know what I'm saying?
True.
He had an album last year. He just dropped a new single, which I don't like, by the way. But to me, he's still relevant.
But the video still gets spins. Fuck is it? The
Big Shit Popping? Or are you talking about?
I was talking about Snoop's video.
Oh, fuck. Which video, Snoop?
I don't know, man.
Fuck a Snoop, man.
All right,
I'm sorry. That
but T.I.
Now, I agree with the argument that MTV was saying about Jeezy, though. With the he's influential. He's an influential dude.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
So, what?
Like, the music that he puts together it influences other MCs. I mean, when he comes
this
on a track,
this is not the
10
most influential
track.
MCs.
No.
But it makes
but Jeezy,
it a hot track.
Jeezy spits,
but,
and the thing that they said, though,
that's,
which
that's
goes to your
that's
credit.
That's something to judge him on. That's something to base one of your score counts on or something.
Because my criteria was originality. And that's what speaks to his originality is that he's got clones. Jeezy's
got
he got fucking Rocco, Shorty Low. But there's another motherfucker.
But,
they all use the same ad-libs.
But if you're a dickhead and you make more dickheads, or you're a ad-libber and you make more ad-libbers, does that make you hot?
You putting Jeezy in that category?
No, I'm just saying.
No, I'm saying he's hot. And
that's one of the lower criteria for being a hot MC is how many clones you have.
And this dude Copa's in the chat saying Jeezy sucks flat out. But
I mean,
he
sucks.
If you're gonna go by his last, you know, the last couple tracks he put out, I ain't been impressed.
No, but if you know, listen to that fucking album, no, man.
I mean, the second album to me was a step down.
I be dreaming through his tracks. Dreaming.
Talking about the Keisha Cole joint. Yeah, but that CD as a whole, though, wasn't nowhere near Thug Motivation. The first CD.
Right. Phone lines are open, 888-842-4973. Give us a ring.
Yeah.
No doubt, man. Fuck, give us your opinion. I mean, shit, man, I've fucking, ever since this list came out, been arguing with motherfuckers.
But Gucci,
crazy.
Man? Gucci Mane? But
even
Gucci
to be
Mane?
Considered. Even to be considered. All right, so you had Rick Ross, Wheezy. I mean, are you going to go up the list, or you?
Oh, no, definitely. At number 10, we
fuck
had.
Fuck that list.
No, we'll finish the list, and then we'll come back and blow the shit away in the next second.
Can I give it my 21-gun salute?
No, not yet. We got T.I.,
let me know when.
Andre 3000, Young Jeezy, Lupe at number 7, 50 at number 6, Snoop Dogg, of all places, at number 5, Rick Ross at number 4, Little Wheezy at number 3, Jay-Z, and then Kanye West
fuck
at number 1
that.
In
Look,
the game.
Fuck.
I disagree. Hold on, man. We've been going too long. I'm going to come back to
I
it, man.
I want sound effects. God damn it.
Yeah, Neighborhood Dope Boys right here, man, on episode number 66. We're going to wrap this list up when we come back.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Say fuck a 8-ball, you don't win and buy the house. Yeah, and they cut it showing out, I ain't mad at you.
at you. But keep it still, them haters gon' try to clap at you. Fuck hating shit, I congratulate, nigga. Make your moves, get this motherfucking cake, nigga. Got your Jabos and your ones on, yeah, you straight, nigga. Me, I run with them Beasles and them Bates, nigga. Stay on your grind, you gon' shine, nigga, due time. Just caught the four where you tryna come up on a nine. When you get money, haters wanna block your shine. But fuck them hoes, nigga, keep that paper on your mind. In the club, them hoes choose, nigga, you don't play. High off life, my nigga, I feel the same way. Real recognize, real, what it be, pimp? Fuck everybody that told us we weren't gon' be shit.
I'm high off life, getting dope, boy, money. I'm a dope boy, nigga, till these niggas take it from me. See me coming down, you know, man, them hoes up, I'm stuntin'. I ain't worried about shit, I ain't worried about nothing. I'm a dope boy, nigga, getting dope, boy, money. Ain't nothing like the life of getting dope, boy, money. Ain't nothing like the life of getting dope, boy, money. Ain't nothing like the life of getting dope, boy, money.
Stock the best drop on the block, my shit, you. Yes, brown fish with the steps, United pumping service rep. Step foot in front of that tech and get your body wet. The ski time, finding some good on any set. Hot shot, shot caller, let them rip through your chest. You ain't know, now you know, now you at rest. A pro for snow, I do this hustle shit to death. In the kitchen, fresh to death, chefing up the shit myself. And I don't budge, the product nearly sell itself. That's so deep slanking, better put it on the shelf. It's winter time when we chop the flake in the dimes. Trying to take my bag, then the kid going Columbine. I'm a better shine. Respect, I die for mine. Diamonds on my neck make them bitches go colorblind. I push rhymes like, wait, you must be slipping lines. Ain't nothing like dope boy money, nigga, get on your mind.
I'm high off life, getting dope boy money. I'm a dope boy, nigga, till these niggas take it from me. See me coming down, you know, man, them hoes love, I'm stuntin'. I ain't worried about shit, I ain't worried about nothing. I'm a dope boy, nigga, getting dope boy money. Ain't nothing like the life of getting dope boy money. Ain't nothing like the life of getting dope boy money. Ain't nothing like the life of getting dope boy money.
Let me take it back to 92, when Anchor Barnes was getting money, Princess paying dues. The only female in my hood to ever touch a meal. We getting money over here, fuck a record deal. Call on grandma's cookie, straight out my granny career. Money coming in, orders going out. That's my sister crib, pumping like the Carter House. I got my block bunking, them niggas talking drought.
Hey, but the plex for baguettes in my neck glow. The sets roll, couple O's in the escrow. Our fresh soul vets know I got the best dro. Sets no wet, text up, then the sweat slow. Got sick ends, yo, poppy, your dude be spinning. On big rims, can't stop me to hoop the kitty. Pair of Tim's, color broccoli and coochie knitted. Rock me and group, we can't stop me, cause dude, we winning.
I'm high off life, getting dope boy money. I'm a dope boy, nigga, till these niggas take it from me. See me coming down, yo, man, them hoes love, I'm stunning. I ain't worried about shit, I ain't worried about nothing. I'm a dope boy, nigga, getting dope boy money. Ain't nothing like the life of getting dope boy money. Ain't nothing like the life of getting dope boy money. Ain't nothing like the life of getting.
Yeah.
Wow, them motherfuckers.
We get burned by it once a show.
Yo, yeah, man. These sudden stop people.
This is what I want everybody to do. I just want you guys to just fade the music down.
No doubt. We've just said it over and
take,
over
take
again.
Take that class at OCC.
Is it that hard?
It's not that hard.
It can't be.
Nah.
It can't be. What,
or else, or the other thing we could do is just start cutting these songs short and talking over them bitches.
Yeah, you want that to happen?
Like, come don't on. Do
that. That shit be killing me. We be trying to fucking game plan for y'all, man, and then just be like, whoop.
I know.
Oh, we're
I was about to
here.
Tell y'all the the ingredients of an atom bomb and how to make one at your house, but since I didn't get finished,
Jesus Christ, I just saw a black fucking van drive by. Thanks a lot.
Jesus. I mean, you know,
we are hoodhype.com. We spin underground independent fucking music.
That's right.
No doubt. That was Neighborhood Dope Boys, man. The name of that track was Dope Boy Money, featuring Arcade. Check them out at myspace.com/ndb231ent.
For sure.
Out of Muskegon,
Michigan.
Ooh, Muskegon.
Make it happen. Let's go
stand
swimming.
The fuck up.
I'm going to go swimming.
Mount Skegon.
Yeah.
And I, ladies and gentlemen.
That is a Muskegon debut. We ain't never had it.
I am Fro. That's P-H-R-O, you motherfucker, you.
Shit, yo, that's a debut. I'm happy for Muskegon, man. They ain't never been on the list.
Muskegon.
Yeah.
Come on, now.
Real for real.
Grand Ledge in the house.
Ski Town.
For real. But no, coming back, though, wrapping up this list. Okay, out of that top 10, I stated my disagreement. Snoop Dogg has no place. Right. And if I could replace one person off of the...
What you got?
The fucking honorable mentions, I would probably...
And bring him up in the Snoop spot? You mean Snoop's place on the top 10?
Yeah.
What you mean? Okay, who would it be?
I'm gonna have to go with Joe Budden. Even though I know the argument against Joe is he don't have an album. I've never seen a dude with no album have that much buzz.
Period.
Man, that nigga was
Weezy ain't popularity. Got a fucking album.
See how the argument all came
true.
Weezy, Fucking Andre 3000 ain't got a fucking album.
Hold up.
That's true.
You see how the argument all just spun back around?
What you mean?
You saying a person who's got a big buzz, popularity,
oh, Jesus Christ.
It should be in the top 10. It's crazy. This list is stupid.
It's true.
This list is stupid, and I want to fuck shots at his face all day long.
I'm talking about he had buzz because he had a good fucking album. That's the difference. Not buzz because you got 13-year-old white chicks requesting your shit. I don't care about that kind of buzz. I'm talking about positive buzz because Mood Music 3 was a fucking beast and one of the better albums that came out of the whole year.
It wasn't even an album. I love that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Whatever you want to call it, street album, mixtape, whatever the fuck, the shit was hot. That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about buzz. Not Soulja Boy buzz. Don't get it twisted. It's a big difference.
Yeah, fuck that shit, man.
Hey, man.
Wait, goddamn it. I keep doing it.
It's a Freudian slip.
You know. Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
One person you can replace, go.
Kanye West, man. Get him the fuck out.
Out of the top 10?
Out of the top 10?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I wouldn't take him out of the top 10.
Yeah, because, I mean, ranking them, we will never agree. Ain't none of us going to agree on ranking.
Who's out of the top 10 for you, Mac? I'm next. Go.
Hold up. Snoop's out, dude.
Snoop's out for Snoop's who? Out. Replace him with
Luda, dude. In a second, yeah.
Okay, no doubt. All right, I got that one.
Who are you taking out?
Who you putting in?
I'm taking out, but you know, as they used to call me in the old school, I'm double dipping these bitches. I'm taking Snoop.
Snoop out, and who you throwing in?
I'm taking Lupe.
Lupe out too.
Both y'all bitches is out.
I'm not calling
y'all bitches. I'm just saying these motherfucking y'all slots is open now.
Okay. Lupe? And replacing them with who?
Joe Budden.
And
both of them?
And who else?
Gucci.
That was a good one. I was about to say, I second that. You motherfucker, you.
You're a dickhead.
Come on, man. Clock is ticking, motherfucker.
Joe Budden's.
Twice
you already
over?
Said it.
Oh,
but he's had a few.
That's what I'll nominate one for you. The
no,
game.
No
game.
Y'all weren't listening.
By the way, this episode is sponsored by Burnett's. Continue.
Time to fuck out. Time to fuck out. This is not Burnett speaking. That's my first right, drink
go,
over
go,
there.
Go,
empty.
Go, go.
Joe Budden's gets on twice. Wanna know why?
Go ahead.
Cause I can do that shit.
All right.
Joe Budden's. And he can bring Fat Joe with him too. Both Joes.
Okay. Joe Budden and Joey Crack. Okay. All right.
Because I know that Joey can sit on Lupe and we can make him disappear off the fucking list. You dig?
No doubt, man. You can make a case for either one of those, man. We got a caller calling in.
Yeah, we got someone calling in.
What we got?
What up? What up? Go.
What's good?
Yo, what up?
What's happening?
It's Copa.
Hey.
What's poppin'?
I got a problem with that top 10 list.
Is this Homia?
No, this is Copa.
There's such a chick on.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Fuck with you. What's up?
Oh, I got a problem, though, with this top 10 list.
Go ahead, man. Let us know. What you think?
I would just... Andre 3000, number one. Everybody else needs to get off.
What the fuck has he
done?
Yo,
you said that earlier, and I couldn't acknowledge
it. What has he done in 2008 that makes him hot for 2008?
His verses that he's been on, the guest verses, have been hotter than anything. Rick Ross.
But he's had what, two of them?
Easy and... Huh?
He's had how many guest verses? Two?
Royal Flush and what's the other one? The other one with the fucking Walk It Out?
The Walk It Out remix? Well, I mean, what other guest verses has he done?
Yeah, but if you catch the UGK, if you want to count that too.
Oh, yeah,
but
that was hot. And then he had the Art of Storytelling Part 4, which was sweet, which was on the fucking, that was disgusting, you asshole. The DJ drama shit.
The Art
of Storytelling Part 4 was fire. But so you're going to say that those bars is enough to get him on the list.
You cannot use his cartoon on Saturday mornings as a reason to put him on the top 10 MCs.
No fucking doubt.
No.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm not a fan at all of Lil Wayne and Jeezy. I'm just...
You hate Southern Rap.
Where are you? They did.
You in New York?
Yeah.
Ah!
I'm from New York. I'm South Carolina now, though.
Okay. South Carolina, that good old New York bias.
I'm in the South now, and I can't take it. I just, everywhere I go, I got to get lollipop everywhere. And
come
Millie
on, man.
And
lick the rapper.
I'm just tired of it. I want to go back.
He said, I want to go back. I mean, like I said, man, the state of the South right now to me is not a good thing. I'm not putting down the whole South. You still got your South people that's coming hard, like Killer Mike fucking. I mean, what's your opinion on Rick Ross? Does he deserve to be on the list? That's a Southern artist. Ooh, no for Ross either?
Why? Because you've seen him in spandex? You've seen him in his spandex leather
you
jacket?
You saw that double XL cover?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, if I had to pick two to be on the list,
mm-hmm.
I think Royce, even though he's put out some mixtapes and if you're talking about like T.I., who you know, hasn't come out an album in, you know, what, a year and a half, 2 years?
No, it's been a little over a year.
Yeah.
It seems like the list is based off of, like, trying to, like, a makeup call and shit. That's the word of the day. That's who sponsors this show, is makeup calls.
Okay. So, all right. So, that's your overall opinion. You said Andre 3000 and the rest can suck a dick.
And get the fuck off.
Wow. Yeah. All right, Copa, man. We got you marked down, bro.
Get him.
Appreciate the call, man.
Facebook.
All right. Man. Copa, harsh.
Yeah, man.
Jesus
Christ. He hates the South. That dude hates the fucking South.
Yeah, I mean, fuck. You got South haters out there, man.
Again, he's shouting for Andre, so.
Yeah, which, I mean.
Is Andre really the South?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, ATL, bitch.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying.
With Andre, the argument you can make is he really rap. I mean, fuck you. Andre go right. Every which way. I mean, he frustrates me sometimes, man, because you got the talent.
He's elastic.
Yes, he's like fucking plastic, man.
For sure.
Fucking hip hop.
He's a fantastic. He's one of the fantastics, you dig?
He is, man. Definitely, he can do it all.
Like he been drinking Burnett's.
I accept. Hit us up at 888 the hype, man. Get your opinion in on this list. Tell us who the fuck you would dump, who you would put on in their place.
Hey, Smooth Beats listeners, man. There's a lot of you out there. Give us a call.
Fuck that. I'm done with this fucking list.
888-842-4973.
No doubt, man. We definitely moving on, man. So the list is the open topic. So when you want to call in on it, feel free to. And fuck, man, what y'all want to jump into next? I mean, there's a lot popping right now, man. Did y'all see the Sean Bell shit?
Yes.
I didn't. I mean, I saw a brief thing. Something's going on. But
I smacked the shit out of a white pit bull. Yeah, just because I was pissed off.
Jesus.
That shit was a disgrace, man. What they did basically is the guys got off in the criminal charges, right. So they basically safe.
Right.
But now they're bringing on administrative charges.
Right.
Which means that. You can lose your job.
Right. You know what that is? Like I just said a fucking second ago, this show is sponsored by
MakeupCalls.com.
Go there and...
Yeah, that's...
What the fuck y'all looking at? Yeah, I just meant go there.
That's what it is, though, man. It's a makeup call, man. That's all. I mean, it's like... It's for in the term makeup call for people, I mean, hopefully y'all watch the NBA, but a makeup call is when... Your player come down and gets whacked in his fucking skull.
Pack out.
And they don't call nothing. So then the next time he comes down the floor, you can like even look at him sideways and they're going to call a foul. So they're making up for the bad shit that happened. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I wanted to fill you in, my wife.
You saw the blank eyes, didn't you?
Hell yeah, I did.
Makeup.
Quirky looking motherfucker. You been hanging out with T.I.
Heck yeah. That's the definition of wake up call.
No doubt.
For real, man.
So it's a wake up makeup call. Which means that it's not even like it's not even expected, but it still happens. Like, why?
To me, that's the shit. A makeup call. You know what I say when I'm watching the game? I'm like, keep that shit. I don't even want your token charity.
Right.
It's like keep that garbage, and that's how I feel about this decision. When they fucking future was on the line and they had the chance to actually serve some time,
right?
You want to cover your people,
exactly.
But now that it's all said and done, now you want to offer this token. offering to the black people. Look, we're going to lose. They're going to lose their jobs.
Somebody, I'm not saying to do it now, but somebody should have rioted, and then this makeup call would have been warranted.
That's exactly probably what it was. It's like, hey, these black people are going
to do something. They did good.
The black people are going to get scary in a second.
We held our ground.
We heard that NY Oil interview over at hoodhype.com. We got our fucking...
Double H, bitch!
Better do that makeup call.
Let's throw them a biscuit real fast, real quick. A little doggy treat for the niggas. Yeah, that's what they do, man.
Be a nigger too, dude.
That's how they be thinking, dude. Biscuit. I'm not even lying to you, man.
Make it happen.
For real.
We don't have all day, guys.
That's how I take it. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's like you know, reparations.
Oh, man, don't get started on
that. No, man, I'm started. This is the ratio. I will fuck it.
Man, you can talk.
Reparations.
We're not trying to get you to tune out, Mac. We're not trying to do that.
No, the reparations shit's fucking silly to me.
Don't tell me you agree with that.
Please.
Makeup calls.
Well, that do we believe in
Why don't we get our makeup call?
Reparations.
This is the makeup
stupid.
Call that we
That's
get.
That's a stupid fucking concept.
Stand by that.
Not what it stands for. Don't get it twisted.
Tread carefully, white man.
I'm saying is the concept of fucking giving people money today for shit that happened several hundred years. I'm sorry.
Hold on. What's a civil suit? What is a civil suit? You think we would lose a civil suit, you motherfucker?
Yo, there's been people that won, though. So it's not like there's no
Has
fucking,
it really?
Oh yeah. You ever seen the movie Rosewood?
No. Rosewood.
Ill ass movie with Ving Rhames.
No.
Yes, sir.
Rent that shit. Go rent it. What happened, man? There is a town in Florida, Rosewood, Florida. All black people, good community, working folk, had their own houses, own land, doing their own fucking thing.
Yeah.
Fucking white bitch gets fucking banged real hard by her fucking lover, who's a white guy.
She
blames it, and she's married, though.
Okay.
And so her husband comes home, and the white dude that was banging her on the low beat the shit out of her, and she blames it. She says it was a nigger. Raped her.
Yeah.
So they burned these black folks' whole town. They exterminated a whole city of black people.
This is back.
Real life.
That's where the cure from AIDS was going to come from,
My point is, though, that years after, the people that was from Rosewood that could prove through, you know, genealogical studies that, yeah, their ancestors came from there, got paid.
Cha-ching!
I mean, in a major way. Their ancestors. How did that affect them personally?
Yo, hold on. Moms live? Where your grandma live? I'm going to go fucking put a bullet in their head. We'll see how that... Hold on.
Right, if you're talking that close of a fucking link, I mean...
Longer we go, the less chance we do have to actually pay these reparations to the correct people.
Let me put you at age 3, put a cap in your pop's head.
That's fucked up.
And then we'll see how not you turn out, but your son's son.
That's right.
I guarantee you, right. There's going to be some repercussions.
That is bullshit.
Want to know what it is?
Yeah, we about to kill us a white man in the studio.
That is bullshit.
Grab this tarp and this pistol.
You're talking about my kids' kids should get paid if I get killed by a fucking white guy. If I'm a black guy.
No. Not killed now. Talking about back then.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So if I'm a fucking if I'm a black guy and I'm living in a fucking town and the same shit happens, you're saying 3 generations down the road, that third generation should get paid for some shit that happened that long ago?
Yeah, cuz take this out.
Picture
a town. No,
that is fucked up.
Eliminated, dude.
That is fucked up.
It's one thing, like, you could get killed, right?
You might get raised
by your auntie or your fucking cousins.
Yeah.
But they're not alive either. The whole fucking town is wiped out. You had some kids that made it out of the situation. What the fuck are they gonna do?
So you're saying family that normally I would have known aren't there anymore.
Them too, yeah. They're all dead. Everybody got murked.
That's what I'm saying. If it's something that would have affected me directly, like, for example, if it was like my great aunt and I don't fucking see her anymore as a result of that happening. But if you're talking like shit that happened back in 1920,
we have a long way to go with you, Mac.
I don't know, man. Yeah.
I'm realizing it.
Yeah, so if there was my great 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 grandma,
yeah,
was something happened back then, and
she was a Nazi war person, and she killed other people for their.
She wasn't just killed on some random murder. She was killed because of her color of her skin.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got me. So fucking Jewish people should be able to go back to the German government and say, look, we need to get fucking paid.
Oh, yeah, they should have been.
They should have a check in the mail.
Hell yeah.
Like right now, like if there's a Jewish kid, a 17-year-old,
they took us from our continent, right? You remember that part, right?
Dude, I'm not saying it was right. I ain't saying the shit was right.
I'm just saying, like, you can't say that something ain't owed. Civil suits are here for a reason.
But
OJ was free.
Now get this straight.
Bro, that's like you coming and beating my ass because if my great 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 grandfather was a fucking slave
justified.
Owner, that would be like you coming justified. And saying your great 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 grandfather was a slave owner, I'm gonna kick your ass.
False.
How the fuck does that have anything to do with me?
False. If your great 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 grandfather murked all my family, yeah, man, I'm gonna beat your ass. Yeah, you know, only fair. Fair is fair.
What the fuck does that have anything to do with me?
Yeah, we going long on this subject. We can keep going on it. We will come back to it after this, man.
Right
now, I'm about to jump into this Icy Jake because coming up after this track, man, we got a little bit of a new segment that we want to introduce. It's called fucking damn. What the fuck do we name that shit? Split decision.
Split decision.
We're going. Yeah. We're gonna introduce what.
Y'all
that
be
fucking
ready now.
Means.
Be ready.
Why we have a split decision, but this is Icy Jake, the winner from episode number 64. Shout out to him in Columbus, Ohio. Episode 66, we live, baby.
It's your boy, ICW. Back up in this thing. Split decision. You do you, I do me.
Yeah.
Stay out of my face unless you feel you love yourself.
Have you ever felt pain before? It can make you do some stupid things. You feeling drained from all the confusion in your brain. I think I'm losing it, I'm going insane. Heavy things like an illusion always fading away. I used to pray, but not as much. Nowadays, no light anymore, just a cloudy haze. You can look into my eyes, tell me what do you see? Cause when I look in the mirror, I don't recognize me. And when I'm riding down the street, I can't help but to think, is this it for me? I can't understand, I'm a man. But life get hard like cocaine. When you whip it in the pot, on the block for some change. Word to mother, to all my people, I love you. But you gotta learn, don't judge a book by its cover. Cause if you look deeper, I guarantee you will see it. Not a teacher or a preacher, just me. Best believe it, just me, just me. Icy to the double E, double E. Coming from the 614. I keep it clean, know what I mean. Little homie, it's just me, just me. Icy to the double E, double E. Coming from the 614. Know what I mean, little homie, it's just me, just me. See all my demons, you'd understand where I'm coming from. I pray to Jesus, but I don't know if he got son. It's hard to keep the faith when you ain't never felt no grace. No peace of mind, but know I'm fine, I'ma do me. I'm a leader, while most men is groupies. You boys broads, all you missing is the two-piece. I swear to God that your squad got coochies. What the hell is going on inside your koofy? Bang, 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 no more pain. No more fronting, homie, no more games. No more lames, no more drama. Send a couple flowers to your girl and your mama. That's just karma for fronting and being fake. Now you playing with the demons, swimming in hell's lake. As the fire burns, another page turns. I'ma do me, you do you, and you'll learn. Just me, just me. Icy to the double E, double E. Coming from the 614. I keep it clean, know what I mean, little homie. It's just me, just me. Icy to the double E, double E. Coming for the 614. I keep it clean, know what I mean, little homie. It's just me, just me. Shit, this one right here for the Cap City, Northside. You feel me? I'm finna get it slapping like child abuse. Just me. Icy to the double E. Coming for the 614, baby. It's a new year.
Woo! Yo!
Yeah. Big shout out right there to Icy Jake, man. Straight out of Columbus, Ohio. Check my man's out over at www.icjake.com.
Hey, hey.
What's good?
Wish we could have got
Ohio, don't you?
Huh?
You sure like Ohio, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Those motherfuckers.
We should have got him on today, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to. It's still ain't too late, man. We still got time, man. We go until 8, so if you got time, hit us up.
Do you know what weekend y'all play this year? In football?
We always play it's the last game in November.
That'll be nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going to kick that ass this year. Believe me, it's going to shock the world. Watch what I say. Watch what I say.
All right.
But back to the topic at hand, man. Fucking somehow,
what's up?
Got off on reparations.
Yes.
And I want to wrap that up because the shit wasn't set up when we went to the break.
Negative.
Mac, I mean, what's your over? What don't you understand about the situation? Do you think it's just...
Get your finger off the trigger, dude.
No.
What? Say it again. I'm sorry.
What don't you agree with the overall concept? I mean, what don't you like as far as reparations are concerned?
That you ain't eligible, bitch.
All right. Look, I mean, I look at, for example, Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
Got reparations.
Those dudes got fucked because they are continually fucked from because of their past.
Yeah, they didn't get enough.
I agree.
At all.
I totally agree.
Yeah, I mean,
here's a few casinos and some beer, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Hold on. So. Okay, let me just make sure I'm clear on this part. I'll let you keep going. They're fucked. Ooh. They're fucked from the beginning of their existence as a white man in America, correct? Say it, motherfucker. Say it.
Yeah, all right, I just fucking killed my own
argument.
You
did. Yeah, go ahead.
Because, I mean, I guess the way I was looking at it was, you know, you look at Native Americans, they say, all right, we're going to come in, we're going to take your fucking land, and now you get this little fucking square.
Yeah,
here you go.
And they give them the land in the shittiest spots, too. I mean, it's always swamp. In the middle of nowhere.
But, I mean, all right, no, all right, here's the thing, is that it affects those, the kids, because now they're poor. They're fucked.
Poor,
I mean,
huh?
They get some money.
They're fucked, huh?
Okay, so you agree to, you agree that there's a cycle then that starts, right?
Yeah. Hell yeah, there's a fucking cycle.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, all right. Yeah. Now, that's not to say... Okay. God damn it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not...
Pause.
Got you boxed in, motherfucker.
Run fuck. Your head into the wall. Kill yourself, bitch.
That's it.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah. And then let me go on record. Like I said,
I don't even think we need to even go farther on that.
I don't want
your argument was exactly what our argument was. You just didn't even know it yet. You lose, bitch.
Well, see, that I wasn't seeing it. You guys were saying, well, if my grandma, all right, now that I look at it, you look at how people are oppressed.
For sure.
As a result of the shit that happened. Well, I mean,
your dad,
the population, if the slavery and shit wouldn't have happened, we wouldn't have the population we have today, and people wouldn't be oppressed and la 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 la, all that shit.
Yep.
All right.
From jump,
I take it.
From jump in this country, we were fucked.
Yes.
Period.
Some have overcome. Some have made it.
That's right.
Some are successful. Some don't need reparations.
Message.
Don't talk about racial shit on the show because you're gonna get shut down when it's two against one.
Don't put it on being unfair.
Fuck that.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
I don't have the knowledge.
500 years does not need two on one. The facts are simple. And once you can clear your mind and understand what the facts are and actually say them out of your pink lips, you will understand. You can acknowledge them for what the fuck they is. You shit. Dig it?
Like I said,
no doubt, man. And now since we're on the topic, let's jump to Nigger and Nas' album, which is Nigger No More. It's done.
Yes.
It's called Nas now. Which
that is true.
I wish it was going to be.
What you think
nugget,
about that? Nas, the nigga. Nas said, you know what the album is anyway. I mean, no matter what's on the label.
When I read that statement, I could feel the disappointment, though. I mean, you lost the battle, basically. You came out. You was going to do it this way.
Nas needs a whole nother section of reparations.
Yeah. But seriously, man, I think, that's a big loss to me, man. I mean, I think that's going to kill. To me, they said that if the album had stayed the name Nigger, it was going to kill his record sales. That was their argument. They were like, it's not going to sell. If you do that. And I think he had crazy pressure.
Al and all the motherfuckers.
Yeah. It don't help when you got your own, your own race fucking fighting against you.
Have you heard the track?
The newest one? No, I haven't heard it.
Slave and the Master. He says, I mean, it's his basically, I understood it as his explanation of what the fuck has happened to him right now.
What were you pissed off about when he changed the name?
I'm pissed off that he said he was going to do it and he didn't. I wanted to hear his explanation. Like I said, when the cat called in with him, there was talk,
But you don't already know what the explanation is.
No. You ain't heard the album.
I know, but you know what the explanation is why they made him rename that shit.
I get enlightened on situations and opinions all the time through listening to a motherfucker album. I was looking forward to that with this album. But once again, sorry to say it, Nas has not went a 100 all the way through with his initial thought. Hip hop is dead. What the fuck you doing hip hop for then? Go do a movie. Nigger. Oh, wait. It's going to mess with my album sales. Nas. Fuck that. Go through
it's
all
not,
the way
but
through
that,
with your
you
point.
You know that
man.
Was not his fucking choice to change the album.
And I agree with that. That was not
his choice. Shouldn't be putting out no album, though. Call it quits. You rich.
No, the thing is, he shouldn't have signed with a fucking record label if he wants to try and make a difference.
Exactly. Call it quits. It's not a big deal.
The second he signed that paper, he was all about the money.
Yeah, and I was going to say all about
that
the
news
money,
was around his neck.
You know what comes with them guidelines. When you sign on the dotted line, your creative control is no longer
gone.
In your fucking hands.
Hell yeah.
So if they don't agree 110% with what you're trying to put out to the public, then fuck you. You walking uphill.
And you do anything that's going to fucking hurt white album sales, you're done.
And
they're
the thing
not
that fucked with
it.
The thing that fucked with me is from the beginning, you remember they were saying, a lot of people saying this album title's never going to see the light of day.
Right.
It will, man. He kept swearing it's going to come out.
Right.
You know, it got pushed back. I mean, once it got pushed back the second time, I'm like, dude, I didn't think it was going to happen.
Can you imagine little Jimmy down the block in the suburbs? You know,
Going to the store.
Nah, fuck the store. Coming home from the store. Oh, because this motherfucker.
Go ahead.
This motherfucker's everywhere to sell a little white kid an album called Nigger. And put their hand in their motherfucking turban and be happy as shit, putting a little cash in there and that thing. But can you imagine what would happen if little Jimmy's, Jimmy Suit Senior found an album called Nigger?
Found a what?
An album called Nigger.
It's here, man. Shit, I mean,
it's not gonna, it wasn't gonna happen, and you know, hindsight is 20/20, as that white people say. But the racial hour would fro.
No doubt. Jesus, yeah, making me feel fucking paler and paler by the minute.
Nah, man, yeah. He fucking lost out. I'm disappointed, man. I wonder what NY Oil thinking right now. He probably rolling over laughing. Has to be. I mean, I imagine he got to be cracking up because.
But I mean,
he's ready in his next press conference. His next PC is,
you know,
be hype. Yeah. Good hype.
The thing is, though, I mean, even though, all right, maybe. It does make sense that he does rename the album. All right, it does suck. I mean, he's not going to be able to make the impact he made.
He said the content ain't changing.
Yeah.
He did.
We don't
that.
Have like a... Nobody makes shocking albums anymore. I mean, mm-hmm. People don't do shit that's shocking anymore.
Was Hip Hop Is Dead shocking to you?
Hell no, it wasn't.
It wasn't so shocking. No, it was a good album, though.
Wasn't shocking. I'm just adding to your point. I'm agreeing.
It
with,
was like, all
I'm
right.
agreeing with Vanilla Face.
All right, all right. He's saying Hip Hop Is Dead. That's what everybody's been saying for the past 4 fucking years.
Yeah. I mean, can you shock? I mean, is it even possible to shock the game anymore?
With a word like that for your album title? Hell
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, it would.
Which
been.
I'd like to add, K Beta had that shit far before Nas. K Beta's an artist we've
seen.
Yeah,
it was a nigger and autobiography.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, no and that doubt. Shit was, shouts to K Beta.
No doubt.
For real.
Yeah, I mean, what is kind of cool about that is he'll reach a broader audience not having that name.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll have the same content. Which I'm waiting for. Is to hear kids rolling down the street bumping the first 2 tracks I heard off that
fucking
album.
I tell you what, man, it's gonna be a lot of white cats pulling up to that stoplight, and then when that brother pull up next to him,
he called me a nigger.
He's gonna office space that shit right quick.
I'm telling, hey, I live in the L, and I'm telling everybody in the whole city of Lansing, the Cap City, you motherfuckers, if I pull up to one white person would be a nigger too. I'm gonna.
What if they got
I'm
a black dude?
Out.
What if
I'm
they got a black dude in the car with them?
Is that he gonna fake him out?
I got the light skin. I have the light skin appeal. I will fake them out, and then I will fucking steal the CD, and I will slap the shit out of 10 white boys at a time just to get
like
the CD.
Hey, I ain't got no problem with you.
I do.
What if
don't
there's a black
be reciting
dude in the car?
The words.
What I don't really care if they listen to that shit. I don't really care.
Yo, we got.
I just want to fuck with white people. That's all. You know me.
Message.
But yeah. we gotta queue up that shit with Sean Price did with the white kids in Colorado. You remember
yeah.
that shit?
Oh yeah, that shit was silly as fuck that at the concert. Maybe we can get to that after this. But I want to switch up gears real quick,
what?
Man.
What?
Because here at Hood Hype, man, the music that's been coming in, no offense. I mean, the shit we still playing today, quality material. Because
right. yeah.
that's what
cream,
we're gonna play.
Cream of the crop.
Yeah, we will always strive to play the quality. But man, oh man, we've been getting a lot of shit. I'm talking about. 95%.
I got a question.
Doodle.
So when the average, I want to start asking these motherfuckers actually.
What's that?
Next interview we do, ICJ. What is his name?
Icy Jake.
Yeah. Where did you hear about Hood Hype? Were you listening to it and then you put it on or what? Because you know all these pop songs and club songs and imitations of the radio. Why are you doing that? Because if you listen to the show, we don't spin that.
Yeah,
no doubt.
So, that's what,
I mean, to an extent, if it's done well,
yeah. Because we played some club joints. Because I mean, you know, and that's the thing.
They
like
have their
said,
place. They have their place.
Yeah, we strive for that fucking balance. That's the word we always use.
Hell
balance.
Yeah.
If shit is done right, yo, you got a club joint. It can be fucking fire. Period. Right. No problem with it. But when the shit is done wrong, it's done wrong.
And it's done wrong a lot
of the fucking time. for real. So. The fucking, you know, as far as the listening panel, man.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Well, we're on it.
Yes.
There's 5 people total.
5 people in total. Me and Mac are on it. And then there's certain times where we just fucking dead.
Bro gets kicked out.
But yeah. Hit him with the side.
You don't want to do that extra work anyway. Come on.
But yeah, there's times though where we just don't fucking agree. There's times where I'll see the appeal in a song and you ain't feeling it. And
it'll be
vice
split
versa.
At us.
Yes. It'll be split and the shit is just hung up. I know y'all probably saying with 5, well, shouldn't there be an automatic tiebreaker? No, because there's another thing that people do on our voting panel where they just won't vote. They will be fucking indifferent. So this track right here was 2 thumbs up, 2 thumbs down, and 1 in fucking between.
It was like an R. Kelly jury. mark my words, you motherfuckers. Hungry.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on, I'm going to go piss again on an underage girl. Hold on.
I mean, if that's what gets you, never mind.
Hey, so let's get into this joint. And what I want to do, man, for the regular listeners, man, if you want to call in, give us your opinion on this track, let us know should this shit have got thumbed up or thumbs down.
The call group is, us, 888
Oh, this is the deadline.
Yeah, this is the deadline, man. We call it split fucking decision.
Because split.
I was not.
Sundays.
I wasn't a fan of it.
Yeah, and we'll talk about why you what you wasn't feeling on the way back, man.
Okay.
This is the group H2O, man. They're out of Rochester, New York. This shit right here is called You Know It. Let us know what the fuck you feel.
What's
man.
That number? 888-842-4973. Call us right now.
That's T.A.J. Hype.
Hood Hype.
Yeah. Episode 66.
Pull up slow, pull off fast. You know it. We got swag. Some dubs on that bitch, go ahead, you know, bleed out. That money coming fast, homie, cause we making hits. Life in the fast lane, expressway shit. Uh-huh. You better speed up, homie, cause I ain't slowing down. A buck 60, mash out while I blow a pound. I get that mean love, I get that fiend love. 2 for 15 love, you niggas high, what? I'm caffeined up, Red Bull with the goose. I cock back the ooh and tell him duck, duck, goose. 7-4 coupe, nigga, one car, no roof. Uh-huh. Niggas look, all the bitches point like, oh shoot. Flavor love shit, I'm ballin' like hoops. But I can hit a button, raise the roof like Luke. But I'm ballin' like a hoop. Connect with the hardwood. Half cause the bars good, others cause the hard good. But Warner Brother, if you see the crocodile under, cause the shoes so clean, they got crocodile on them. Pull up slow, pull on fast, you know it. We got swag, hood on smash, you know it. We got weight, we got bags, you know it. You get shot, you get stabbed, you know it. Yeah, you know we fresh, yeah, you know we fly. Yeah, you know we drink, yeah, you know we high. Yeah, you know we this, yeah, you know we that. We throw some dubs on that bitch, go ahead, you know
hey,
we
yo,
that.
I'm finna put the whip in drive, you mad your bitch, you trick. Call me daddy and she wet like slip and slide. Yeah. You still get a fly. No, I never drove with the bitch, but she know how to ride while I'm getting high. She like, Leech, you know you this, you know you that. I'm like, bitch, shut your lip while I blow it back. And I'm sure you heard I'm a pro with that, pro with that. Somebody call the Haze Connect, I'm trying to blow her over that. The roof like OJ Jersey, how I throw it back. Yeah, throw some dubs on that bitch, go ahead, Ginobili that. I play the strip with all dub, got a Ginobili pack. So now the whip I shift is forward like Zerbiak. It's Young Leech, Ginny Strip, I know you heard of that. That's where you chain your bitch and your damn work is snatched. Yeah, you know we piss. Yeah, you know we crack. I mix the east with the west like
you know
scrap.
It. Pull up slow, pull on fast. You know it. We got swag, hood on smash. You know it. We got weight, we got bags. You know it. You get shot, you get stabbed. You know it. Yeah, you know we fresh. Yeah, you know we fly. Yeah, you know we drink. Yeah, you know we high. Yeah, you know we this. Yeah, you know we that. We throw some dubs on that bitch. Go ahead, yo, you know we
got this dope boy demeanor. They love my arrogance. Lavish up song, white sniffing the spaghetti. And y'all ain't fucking with Frank for 2 reasons. The car blood, my nigga, the coupe bleeding. And y'all money funny, so your math don't add up. You hustle like cleats, you just fucking the grass up. In other words, you just fucking the pack up. We nomads, eat on the move, pitch it and pack
you
up.
You still hustling, petty work, my nigga stepped your pack get up. This grams, up. I move soon, I probably have to pack up. As far as this rap shit, I think we got it wrapped up. But if you want war for this shit, just know we strapped up. Anyways, I be flying in the motherfucker. It feels like I'm cliff diving like a motherfucker. Ever since I was young, I had a cash route. True religion jeans, cherry pride is when I mash out.
Pull up slow, pull on fast. You know it, we got swag. Hood on smash, you know it, we got weight.
It's a fucking party. Yo,
they made a pretty strong fucking case.
I like that.
H2O, man. The hardest That's two out. Up. Straight out of Rochester, New York. FlyGuyEntertainment.com, man. Check them cats out. Mac, what don't you like?
That shit was hot.
Fuck you.
All right.
Don't be a dickhead, fucker.
What don't you like?
Just, I mean, dude, I honestly, you
can,
no offense.
You can sense the
I'm going to say exactly what you know I'm going to fucking say.
You can sense the skin tone in their voice.
Dude, I'm tired of the same message. I mean, I'm not hating.
It was just swagger rap to the fullest.
Yes. And I mean, it's just, I mean, for me personally, I get bored of it. It's what the radio is.
You can get bored of it, but we just said before we went to break, though, when shit is done right, the production on that track,
it's tight.
Top notch. Okay. The shit was clean. Shit was banging. My man, the Contra sound like man. Fucking Hellrell. The dude be spitting. He sounded
like Hellrell. That's a really good job.
He wasn't trying to sound like Hellrell.
Yeah, it's his natural voice.
He
but this
sounds
shit,
like Hellrell. I don't even like Hellrell's shit 100%, but he sounded like Hellrell, but was doing it tight.
Yeah, and they be spitting hard. I'm sorry, man. That's the second time we had him on there, man. That shit
was borderline for me.
Both of that shit.
So you thumbed
both
it down.
Both of that
down.
Shit.
I thumbed it down.
Yeah, 888 The Hype. Hit us up. Give us your opinion on that track.
Fucking people are going to be looking at my address and killing
me. No, it's cool. I would love to hear the opinion from the public, though.
It happens.
See what they feel about the track.
Matter of fact,
we got a caller on the line right now.
Hey, yo.
What's good, caller?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's good, man? What'd you think about the track?
Oh, shit. White guy in the house. Here it comes.
Another one. Let's go.
Let's hear your opinion. What'd you think?
All right, man. Check it out. Down here in the desert, we don't have much color other than Mexicans, right?
Okay.
So you can hear all kinds of booming shit and low riders, all kinds of crazy racers and shit. And I tell you what, and it's all like this. It's all like bling rap, you know what I mean? We cool. Check us out. It's like, what's new with this?
Okay.
You know, the music's good, the beat's awesome, and like you say, the production's hot, but otherwise it's not memorable, man. It's just like every other little track you hear, you know, booming out of somebody's rattling trunk driving by. There's nothing special about it, in my opinion, at least.
This is like white guy telepathy going on or some shit. Y'all just said the exact same shit.
The thing is, I called him during the track.
When you guys were 10, you plotted against us.
No,
reparations are appropriate, you motherfucker, you.
No, I mean, see, Mac raises a good point. Like you said, man, like, maybe
Brother's whiteness.
I guess, I mean,
there's nothing memorable is what he's saying. And you're kind of saying the same thing. I don't remember
any lines out of the song. You're right.
Yeah. You're saying you've heard it all 100 times over.
There's got to be at least 5 million fucking discs out there, you know, playing in some dude's CD player, just playing it for the bass, just to get the shit rolling. They ain't even listening to the lyrics, you know. There's nothing there special about it.
Okay, I mean, I appreciate your opinion. I mean, I still disagree because I mean, fuck. I think the dudes were spitting hard, regardless of, I mean, for maybe there wasn't that memorable line like fucking a Nas or a Jay-Z would have spit, and the shit just would have grabbed you. But I still think for the type of rap that they were doing, they were spitting better than a lot of people that I hear on the radio. To me, that track was hotter than...
You're right on. It's a good sound. It's nice, tight sound. There's nothing really weak about it. It's just not repetitive and more the same old stuff otherwise, you know. You know, you take it on its own and it sounds all right, but you take it in context with the rest of the stuff that's out there and it's gonna get lost in the herd real freaking fast.
Real quick. Hey, that's a sound opinion, man. You made a lot of sense with it.
Thanks for having me on, fella.
Take it easy.
Watch out for the vanilla faces.
Score for the white people.
That's it. So far, we are at 2-2, blacks versus whites.
Yes.
Somebody call in and break the tie.
Brothers versus brothers. My cousin. My cousin versus your bruh.
Hey, what happens if a white dude calls you brother?
Silence.
Is he a wrestler? Does he wrestle for the WWE?
Hey, brother.
Hey, brother.
Like the Hulk.
All I need to do is I need my little brother, the one that my wife birthed. I need my little brother burst out of the jail, son.
I didn't know you did Hulkster. Oh, shit.
Damn, that shit was hot.
I get loose.
That shit was hot.
My bad.
Brother.
Shout out to Hulkster in the studio.
Yo, shouts to Nick Bolelo.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, man, call in, break the tie, man. Let us know what you felt about that joint. I'm still sticking up for it. Appreciate y'all input. I can definitely see what you're saying. I just think that this one to me,
it was of caliber, was above to be par. On the show.
Yeah, it's okay. It's better than
that was almost not underground hood hype. Hip hop, you know,
that was
almost not underground.
That was a good mainstream track, for real. But the shit was done right.
Shouts to Roxy.
Shit, we got other shit to talk about though, man. And you want to kill the podcast? You at that point?
Yeah, we should probably.
No. Okay.
Yeah, we got to cut the podcast. We're gonna continue with the podcast over Smoothies.
This is a note to the listeners though, because I mean, after this, we might break into a couple of artists that you have heard of. This is going to end it for the underground portion of our show.
I have Smooth Beats is going to be happy.
But before we do that, this out the show.
Okay, go ahead.
Yo, you need to download the podcast because there will be something special.
What's that?
I'm not going to say it, you fucker. There will be something special, though.
Okay.
I have a phone number right here that we're going to use.
And I'll tell you what, if this shit ends up...
Download this shit.
You need to be getting
it. It's worth it. Yes. I'm telling you, hoodhype.com.
We put up bonus material over at hoodhype.com/blog. So check us out, man. If you got your iTunes, your iPod, for any MP3 player, man, go ahead and subscribe to us. Check us out. Big shout out to the homie Adam, man, over at smoothbeats.com.
No doubt.
That's a good look.
Big round of applause for Adam. No doubt.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, for making this happen and should allow us to do this shit live. Anybody else y'all want to shout out, man, before we conclude the podcast?
I want to shout out K-Mac. K-Mac.
Who's K-Mac? tags here. No doubt.
Shouts to K-Mac
for the fucking fans for while we working on the plantation. For Massa J-Mac over here.
K-Major.
Hot than a bitch.
Evil motherfucker.
Yeah, I want central air for the fucking plantation.
Listen,
can we get
install it? You're going to make us install it anyway.
All right, listeners, the PayPal address is paypal@hoodhype.com. That's to give us some money for a fucking air conditioning. Jesus, give me a break.
Yo, it's hot.
It is. What do you want me to do about it? Shut
you
want to
know, goddammit.
Fuck, stand up and wave your hands, motherfucker. Do something.
I don't even want air conditioning.
It's hot.
I want my fucking reparations.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's going to do it for the podcast, man. But really,
I want Jesus' return.
We ain't going nowhere. We're going to keep it rolling live, and we will get into fresh content. But that's it for the podcast.
Yo, shout out to Adam.
Man.
Good luck.
Episode 66. And that's a long enough pause.